So you're allowed to put your kid in a crib on Shabbos. What about cops and robbers? It's everyone's favorite game. You know, you run around, you try to grab the person and try to trap them. What about locking a door on Shabbos? Are these problems of tzod? Do you have a problem of trapping a human individual, I'm a human being, on Shabbos? Or does it only apply to animals? So, there is a Gemara in Menachos, very complex Gemara, which talks about a person is fishing on Shabbos. So he takes his fishing net with an intent to catch fish, but accidentally he scoops up, he nets up fish and a human who happens to be drowning. So obviously saving the human is a tremendous mitzvah, but he also was intending to fish. He was intending to violate Shabbos. So the Gemara has a machlokas, but according to one opinion of the Gemara, you violate Shabbos. You violated the rice of tzod. Why? Because your intent was to catch fish on Shabbos. Says Tosis, I don't understand. Says Tosis, why is this any different? A complex question also. Why is this any different than if you cook on Yontif for today and for after Yontif? There, even though you did something wrong by cooking for after Yontif, you're also cooking today. So the fact that you also cook for tomorrow doesn't bother us. Says Tosis, why should that be any different than here? Well, we say, well, over there, by the cooking, your act of cooking, here's the key point, your act of cooking is permitted because the act of cooking is cooking also for today. Here, when you put your net in the ground, to net in the water to catch the fish, your act of trapping was an act of trapping. In other words, it sounds like from Tosos, as the Kovetz points out on the Rambam, it sounds like from Tosos, you would be chayav for trapping a human as well, if not for obviously pikuach nefesh. Obviously, it's not, you're not chayav for trapping a human because saving a life is a great thing. And of course, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. But if not for the fact that you were saving his life, trapping the human is fundamentally a maisa of trapping. So you see, from Tosus, says the Kovetz, that trapping a human on Shabbos is a violation of tzad. So now if you take a non-pikuach nefesh situation, i.e. cops and robbers, or putting your two-year-old in his crib and now he can't get out, or maybe two by two they could get out. So a one-year-old in the crib and they can't get out yet, they don't know how to climb in and climb out yet. So is that violation of tzad? It would sound like from this Tosis, according to the Kovetz on the Rambam interpretation of Tosis, that you'd be chayav for tzad, daraisa. Comes along Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Tes and seems to say just the opposite. In Shin Lamed Tes it says two words for now. Ein Donin. You're not allowed to have a Din Torah on Shabbos. You're not allowed to have a court case on Shabbos. Says the Ramah, therefore, you would be forbidden to lock someone up in jail on Shabbos. Why? Because locking him up in jail is a form of court case. What do you see from the Ramah? There's no problem of tzad. If not for the fact that it was a separate drabbanan issue or whatever of dunning on Shabbos, you would have no problem of tzad. Even further, the Mishnah Berurah points out there's one case where you even in fact are allowed to catch someone on Shabbos. What's the case? And it's not even a problem of dunning someone on Shabbos. Iguna. If a Baal says, I'm out of here on Shabbos, you know, I'm running away, I'm not going to give my wife a get, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to lock him up in jail. It's not a problem of doing a din on Shabbos. Okay, but hello, what about the problem of tzad on Shabbos? You see, clearly the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah are both holding that there's no problem of tzad on Shabbos for a human being. So how are you going to reconcile this?
So yeah. Let's see, if you have a guy who's in prison and you need him for a tent, so you take him out of prison, you bring him to Minyan, and then you bring him back.
So it sounds like, according to the Kovetz on the Rambam and Tosis, it would be a problem. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's not a problem because it's not you're not doing any din over there. Right, it's right. So it sounds like it wouldn't be a problem. Problem is, it seems to be, I don't know if it's a machlokas or a stira. How do we pass him? So it comes on the Avnei Nezer and says, there's no machlokas over here. Everyone agrees. What's the distinction between the case of the Kovetz and the case of the person in jail? New, what's the distinction? How old is the person? Says the Avnei Nezer, depends what type of person we're talking about. If we're talking about an adult adults are normally not trapped. It's not, they're not in Bechlal the Parsha. It's very hard to trap an adult. And therefore, that's what Shulchan Aruch is talking about, that you're not going to dan din on Shabbos with him, but if not for the issue of din on Shabbos, it would be totally okay to lock someone up in jail. What about tzad? No, he's an adult. There's no real concept of a tzad by an adult. But by a child drowning in the water, which was the case in Menachos, there would be tzad. So according to the Abnei Nezer, there is no iser tzad by an adult, but there is by a child. So now I'm left with the question. No, so how are you ever allowed to put a child in a crib on Shabbos? Are you allowed to play cops and robbers? Are you allowed to grab your kid if he tries to, you know, run away? You allowed to pick him up. You know, sometimes like you hold the kid back from smacking his friend. So what do? You grab his arm. Now he can't smack the kid, other kid. So now, is that tzad? You're trapping the kid. He can't do anything. So do you violate the rights of tzad? According to this, it sounds like you would. No? Any thoughts on this? How are you going to get out of it? Anyone here have kids who sleep in a crib? Everyone does. So how do you do it? What's the pshat? So a couple of answers you could give. And I saw some of these in Rabbi Ribyat. So what, some answers... Huh?
Is it the normal derech?
Oh, so some you could say that perhaps it's not the normal derech. And in fact, another way to say that is that people aren't... It's I don't know if it's... It's not. People aren't normally, even children, even if you grab them, it's not the normal way when you trap an animal. An animal normally is, he's not around human beings. Now he's around human beings. He's stuck, so he's trapped.
But with a kid, you're not trapping it. You're securing the
kid. Oh, so you're... Oh, well, excellent. That's going to be our fourth answer. Excellent. Excellent. So answer number one, you could say, is that you could say he's not normally around animals, nor normally around people, so therefore the derech is to trap him, is to bring him around people. Kids, even though they're sometimes a little bit loose, they're not running around, they're always around human beings, they're always around, so therefore it's not trapping to actually grab them. That's answer number one. Answer number two, you could say, is that it's similar to what we said, like a domesticated animal. Catching a domesticated animal, it's not a big deal, because a horse is not going to run away. A domesticated horse or a cow doesn't run away. He stays with its master. So even a child, as rambunctious as he is always what? It's always going to come back to his mother, right? So therefore, it's not really just because you're grabbing his arm. It's not really trapping him because, okay, if he would run down the street, he's going to come back 5 minutes later. So therefore, it's not really trapping. A third answer you could say is a wild chiddush, a chiddush of Rabbi Ribya. It's a little bit spiritual, above my pay grade. Listen to this. He says, "Ein ze bichlal tseida hasura b'toro inyan Shabbos." He writes in the footnotes here, "The adam eino davar shebamino nito ki hu ben chorin ba'atzmuso." Human beings can't be trapped because we're fundamentally, on a higher level, very free people. She'eno roi l'shibud kibbehem of achayis. We're not like animals that you trap an animal. Sharia adam nivra b'tselem elokim. It's very halik. So because we're tselem elokim, it's very, very wild pshat. And he even admit at the end of his footnote says, it's, you can't really rely on such a svara completely, but you can add it into our third svara. Fourth svara is what you were saying, is that a kid's dangerous. If you don't put your kid in your crib, what's going to happen? He's going to jump out the window, whatever you do, whatever the kids do. They do crazy things. And therefore he writes, grabbing an unruly child to discipline him is permissible in any case. L'chor, it's like sakhanis nefashos, even like the Gemara Menachos, saving a kid from drowning, we said, is obviously permitted. It's not sud for the kid. You know, we were dying, what about if it's sud for the fish? But for the kid, it's not sud. And therefore, similarly, you could say, grabbing a child is for sure fine. Whether you play cops and robbers, it's a separate issue. I don't know. I didn't see the post come talk about that.
So locking your house.
Locking your house
at night. You're locking your children in your...
So if you lock, right. If you lock someone in a house and they don't know how to get out, perhaps you would run into these some of these issues. Unless you say that by a human, fundamentally, there's no tzad. Go ahead.